to Pastor Rogers and my New Bethlehem Church family. I am Deacon Stanley Bibbs Sr. I have the privilege of speaking on the fruit of the Spirit, meekness. Matthew 5:5 says, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." King James' definition of meekness says, "Mild of temper, soft, gentle, not easily provoked or irritated." Also, Webster defined meekness as enduring injury with patience and without resentment, deficient in spirit and courage, and not violent or strong. The key words here from Matthew 5:5 is blessed and inherit. People so often confuse meekness as being weakness, which bring the negative connotation as in being someone's doormat. I am sure someone has said or it has been told, "They take my kindness for weakness." We must learn being meek doesn't mean you are weak, but it means being powerful without taking action. I learned a long time ago, meekness began when you learn to put our trust in God. Because I put my trust in Him, that allows me to cast my cares upon Him. Things such as frustration, anxiety, plans, relationships, and jobs, to name a few. I don't know anyone but God and His Son Jesus who will take on such burdens. The result of trusting God and waiting patiently is that we don't give in to fretful anger, but instead be like Moses, where we give place to wrath and hand our cause over to God and let Him vindicate us if He chooses. How the meek reacts depends upon what he or she discerns, God's will for them within the circumstance. We are humans, can be sensitive, critical, and harsh in judgment of those around us as it relates to slanderous attack and arguments. But when you do, remember the meek sets his minds on God's purpose and not his own comfort. So instead of anger, react with patience and kindness when being attacked. Meekness loves to learn, and we become reasonable and open to correction. We should be slow to speak and quick to listen and count the blows of a friend as precious. That may be considered weak in man's eye, but in God's eye, I want to be meek where I'm able to inherit the earth. Meekness begins with God and ends with God. So whenever you see a person like that, we must give God the glory, and the aim of Jesus will take sight. Remember to trust His timing, His power, His grace to work things out in the best way for our good. God will guide you, teach you, reveal, and show you His ways. That's the fruit of the spirit of meekness. I will leave you with this scripture. Matthew 11:29 says, "Learn of me, listen to my words, walk in the meekness of my spirit, and ye shall have peace in me." Thank you.